I'm here. Oh, there it is.
He muffed the kick is what happened, and then that usually breaks down the kicking return team, and what's happened, and he almost broke that loose, Clark.
That's right. Number 16, McKay Jones, finally getting a hold of that ball, and he's out to about the 36-yard line, where USA will start their drive moving right to left across your radio. First and 10 for USA with 3:58 remaining in the third quarter.
22-8, USA on top, and USA getting the ball for the second time here in this third quarter. Second man through, Clark.
That's right, as it's about gain of 6. Number 25 doing the duties, Tim Zub for USA.
Jeff Diebel on the hit for the Lakers, but they picked up a good 5.5. We'll credit him 5, or 6. Which
or 6.
Is,
I'd say know, 6, yeah.
If you're generous, I don't know.
It happens. So, all right. USA offense back on the field after a long Laker drive. Wing T hands it off to number 28, Harper. Around to the right side, but brought down at the line of scrimmage. Maybe ahead for a yard, and a flag is thrown near the landing of that play.
I would think being a come out late, it might be on the defense for a face mask, but we'll see. He's talking to the head referee, telling him what it is. He's coming over here to give us a signal. Holding against the USA Patriots.
So that one is going to come back.
So that last play never
think about it. Didn't happen. All right, so.
But the penalty did.
The penalty did, yes. Not the play, though.
Oh, okay.
I should say the game.
Uh-huh.
So that is going to be pushed back a few yards, 10 yards. So it's going to repeat second down. It is now second and about, I'd say about 16.
Now, we need what the Lakers need here is to either a interception or a turnover or hold them on this series of downs.
Second and 16 for USA, back onto their own 32-yard line. Wing T, Beachy under center still. Beachy hands it off to number 15, Zub, as he's coming around the left side. But Laker defense all over it from the word go.
I'll tell you, number 15 had a hold of him and wouldn't let him go, and that was Nathan Kaczynski making the hit for the Lakers. As it was a second man on a wing coming around, and they collapsed the whole side of the Laker defense, and he was the only one on this side, Clark, and he held his ground.
And my apologies, as number 16, McKay Jones, so 6 and 5 look very similar on the field. Gain of 2 where the spot of it was, so it's 3rd and 13. Pitch to the left side. Onto Harper as Harper marches down the field, gets about the first down and past the first down marker, an additional 4 yards. Now into Laker territory, it's 1st and 10, USA.
Lakers did not play that pitch correctly. They didn't attack it. They kept backpedaling, hoping from defense to come from the inside. They didn't get any of that support, Clark, and he picked up the first down before he's knocked out of bounds.
As he tiptoed down the left sideline, USA suddenly back, calming down, and they're marching down the field once again.
Yeah, they're going back to their basics. They're in the tight end and the T formation, Clark.
Wing T for USA. Beachy pitches out to number 16, McKay Jones, once again. It gets about 5 yards, spins until he's brought down until about at the 47-yard line. Gain of about 4 for USA.
And tackled in there by number 64. 64. Do I have a 64? No.
Yeah. 64 on Lakers.
Yeah, I don't see it. Maybe 74. Kevin.
Could be 74, yeah.
Kevin Dubes.
So
we'll credit him with a hit.
Gain of 4 there for McKay Jones of USA, pushing the ball forward for a 2nd and 6 now into Laker territory at the 47-yard line. Wing T still for Beachy and the men in the backfield. Beachy hands it off to his first man, Harper, wide open, hitting full speed through the line and out to about the 36-yard line. First, move those chains once again, 1st and 10.
Quick dive to Harper again, caught the Laker defense napping, and he blasted right up the middle for a good 10 yards or more.
I'd say 11 yards there for Harper. He now has just under 150 yards, 144 yards on 14 carries for Harper and the Patriots.
It's 22-8 USA with 1:22 to go in this third quarter.
As time is winding down in the third quarter, USA first and 10, marching deeper into Laker territory. Lakers on the board the first time this half. It's 22-8. Beachy Patch pitches out to his right. McKay Jones, the receiver, and tripped up right, for about a two-yard gain. A Laker defensive came out of nowhere and got him.
Nick Post came out of the middle there, safety like a shotgun, and coming out of a shotgun, and he nailed him for a two-yard gain.
McKay Jones and Brandon Harper both have 14 carries for USA. The only difference between the two, Brandon Harper has 144, and McKay Jones has 45. So, some hard-earned runs from McKay Jones and some wide-open runs from Brandon Harper as Brandon Harper is hitting the line full speed and just wide open down the field.
Well, I'll tell you, Post came up and really leveled him, or Beachy, I should say.
Second and eight now. Hands it off to number 25 for Patriots as they broke about three tackles there. Gets past the first down marker. It's going to be a change of downs once again. First and 10 for the Patriots. A gain of about 10 yards.
He's got probably a Charlie horse, but he was weaving and zigzagging through there, Clark, and picked up that first down.
10-yard gain for Tim Zub, who looks like he is down on the field with an injury, but it could be a cramp, could be a Charlie horse. Nothing too serious by the looks of it. 21 seconds to go in the third quarter. We're going to take a quick break. You're tuned to WLAW Sports USA on top right now with 21 seconds left in the third quarter, 22-8 over the Lakers.
Game nights are busy. Let your friends at McDonald's Food and Family Center make things a bit simpler for you. Whether you're tailgating, eating on the run, or trying to sit down with the family before or after the game, count on McDonald's Food and Family Center to provide you with the choices you want, complete with the convenience and affordable prices you've come to know and expect from your favorite hometown grocer. Hot and cold deli case, salads and subs ready to grab and go, and so much more. McDonald's Food and Family Center, helping families enjoy game night for over 57 years.
Well, Howard, it looks like great gridiron weather for the football game, and the home team looks like they're in great condition.
They do, Hank, and the quarterback looks like he's got a good handle on the football tonight. Wait, it looks like he's taking the ball all the way in. He scores!
Speaking of scoring, did you see that Bayport State Bank offers free regular and business checking? No monthly or annual fees, no protect charge.
Really? That sounds like a great play, but what about maintaining a minimum balance?
No minimum balance, no monthly or annual fees, no per checking charge, free notary service, internet and telephone banking, and great customer service. It's a touchdown every time.
Well, Hank, it sounds like Bayport State Bank is taking the ball and running with it.
Open your checking today at Bayport State Bank with no monthly or annual fees, no per check charge, and no daily minimum balance. Minimum opening deposit is required. Bayport State Bank with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, and Bad Axe. Member FDIC.
And we're back here in Harbor Beach. Yeah. We are in USA here as the Lakers are taking on the Patriots on Patriot territory. USA out 22-8.
He's got, it looks like, a Charlie horse. He's getting up and limping it off, and it hasn't gone away. The medical staff is out there taking a look at him, but number 25 for the Patriots,
Tim Zub,
is going to come out of the game.
And he has 11 carries for 55 yards.
Right.
So it looks like that's going to be the end of the third quarter. In fact, they're going to let the clock run out there. So after the three quarters, it's 22-8, USA over Lakers.
So they let the clock run out instead of running a play and calling a timeout. So they, I'm not sure how much was left when they called the initial.
I think about 8 seconds.
Okay, so they didn't need to use the timeout to put him in, but they're still working on him. I don't think he'll go back in on this play.
No, sir. So, first and 10 for the USA Patriots into Laker territory at the 24-yard line with 12 minutes to go in this one.
Well, USA is huddling over here, and the referee should just blow his whistle and get things started. He said, are you ready, defense? There he goes.
There goes the whistle. So, USA getting back on the field. Tim Zub looking like he's walking a little bit better as he's coming off the sideline as medical personnel are paying attention to him. I expect to see him back in a little bit, but not quite yet.
Right.